Ventra's vlog, continuing our chakra cast as we move into the third chakra, also known as Manipura, or the associated mantra here is Ram. So as we move from the earthly necessities of the root chakra to the creative and sensual flow of the water element we found in the sacral chakra, we arrive in the burning fire of chakra number 3. So the third chakra is located at the solar plexus, right below your sternum, in that soft area below the ribs. And plexus literally means a network of nerves. So this center governs organs and glands connected with our metabolism, such as the pancreas, our liver, gallbladder, spleen, and our digestive system. A crucial part of our identity is formed around this center. It governs our self-respect. It fuels our drive for power. And the third chakra also engages your mind with willpower. Again, the element here is fire. This center always reminds me of the niyama tapas, which literally means to burn. It helps invoke a sense of fiery discipline. The color associated here is yellow and gold. I like to set the theme of the solar plexus as personal power because its function, learning responsibility, and developing confidence. Now, when you feel depleted or you have imploded energy at the third chakra, you lack confidence. You feel inferior to those around you. An example, when the ego feels weak and inferior to others, we tend to stick up our chest and we strike out or lash out in defense to hide our weakness. Also, because the color associated here is yellow, someone lacking courage can actually be referred to as being yellow. In addition, people who suffer from liver malfunctions like jaundice, they turn yellow. However, on the flip side, yellow is also the brightest color to the human eye and therefore can shine bright out of the solar plexus like the sun. Now, this leads me into what an overactive or exploded third chakra can do. So an exploded third chakra leads to excessive confidence, also known as cockiness. Someone with an overactive ego can be very arrogant. And you will notice that these are the people who take control and demand ownership. Now, our third chakra has everything to do with our ego. At an early age, when we learn the development of language skills, we start to create our willpower by learning to say yes and no. This realization makes it possible for us to begin to control impulses. It is here that the unconsciousness, instinctual states of the lower two chakras begin to come under conscious control, which signifies the emerging of a conscious self and the awakening of the ego. So, at the age of 7, according to a Swiss developmental psychologist, Jean Piaget, his theory of child development, when we learn self-consciousness by way of comparison with others, and this starts at the age of 7 again. So someone has shorter hair than me. This person speaks louder. I'm worse at this than they are, or I am more athletic than them. Ultimately, you either emerge into your adulthood with self-confidence that leads to a productive behavior, or with a sense of inferiority that leads to an inability to achieve. So, I'll leave you with this. Start to observe your thoughts with your ego and notice any mental and emotional issues related specifically to trust, fear and intimidation, self-esteem, self-confidence, self-respect, care of oneself and others, responsibility for making decisions, sensitivity to criticism, and personal honor. On that note, again, thank you for your time and listening to this. Hopefully it was valuable information that you can tune inward and develop that heightened awareness into your life, mentally and physically. And with that being said, I look forward to you tuning in to the heart chakra as we move forward. So, Ventra's Vlog signing out.